whenever you have to go.
But no later than
just feel free.
No later than 3:15. No, just
okay. We don't lock anyone down here. You know what I mean?
I didn't want to walk out in the middle of a cure or something.
Right.
You know, you might think that.
So one of the things I really want to cover today, I hope we'll have time for this, is the Kovet Shiurim of Rebbe Chanan. A very stunning piece, yeah, absolutely stunning. But before that, let's just review a few points that we made last time that I think are of utmost significance. Point number one is that the Gemara establishes that Nedarim and Charamim are both an Iser Cheftza. And point number two, the same sugya establishes that both Shavuos and Nezirus is an Iser Gavra. The only question about Nezirus is with regard to Yayin. How do we view Yayin to a Nazir? Do we view it as if the Yayin is also to the Nazir, or that the Nazir is also on the Yayin? And then Afkamina is going to be the case of Yayin Shel Kiddush, Yayin Shel Mitzvah. If we're saying that the Yayin to a Nazir is an Iser Cheftza, then he can't use that Cheftza for a Mitzvah because a Neder is Mevatel a Mitzvah. But if we say that Yayin to a Nazir is only an Iser Gavra, then we said many times that an Iser Neder will remove a Mitzvah, and that means that even though you're Mushpa V'Yomed, you cannot implement that Mitzvah with a Cheftza if there's an Iser in the Cheftza. So if I assume that Yayin to a Nazir is a Cheftza the Isura, then it's prohibited. Then we had a discussion about another shita, that maybe Nezirus is in fact an Iser Cheftza, and that's the shita of the Ritva in Nedarim. And that's fascinating because the Ritva, as a general rule, is of the opinion that Nevelus and Trefus Shkotzim V'Ramasim, that means all Isuri Torah, is only an Iser Gavra. Nezirus becomes an Iser Cheftza. And that's very fascinating. Why is it that Nezirus generates an Iser Cheftza in the Yayin itself, whereas in the case of all other Isurim, according to the Ritva, there's an Iser Gav? So that question remains outstanding for the time being.
So but what, Iser on all Yayin, wouldn't it then, in that case?
All Yayin. Yes, every Yayin in the world for a Nazir, according to the Ritva, is an Iser Cheftza. I'll read to you the language. He says, Nezirus hu Iser Cheftza b'nedarim, u'mizeh atam Nezirus chala af al Yayin shel mitzvah. Meaning the Nezirus is going to completely knock off the possibility of using that Yayin for the mitzvah of Kiddush. And the reason for that is because Nezirus imposes an Iser Cheftza, according to the Ritva, on the Yayin itself. So I can only do a mitzvah with an object if there's no Iser in the object. But once there's an Iser in the object, let's say, for example, if I take the sukkah and I make it into an Iser Neder, an Iser Cheftza, I can no longer sit in that sukkah. Okay?
Can we open the door and window in here?
A window, I'll tell you the truth, if somebody doesn't mind opening the window, I just have trouble with this window. I find it very, very difficult to open. Now, Rabosai, this discussion will shed a light on the Ran at the end of Masechta Yuma. Now, what I'd like to do, just as a pedagogical tool, so to speak, is to ask you the following question. Give me a knee-jerk response to the following question. A chole has two options. The doctor says that he has to eat meat. And unfortunately, we have no kosher meat prepared. All the meat that we have is nevela, non-kosher meat. But what we could do is we can slaughter an animal and then feed him kosher meat. And let's assume there's no time element here. The same amount of time it would take me to shech the behemoth and feed him kosher meat is equal to the time it would take me to access the non-kosher meat and feed the non-kosher meat for him. Now I want you to tell me what do you think of these two options? And it's Shabbos, so shechting the animal is one of the 39 malachas, and it would occur a chiv misa, chiv skila. On the other hand, eating the vela is only an Iser lav, which is relative to Shabbos, an Iser kal. What would you say? Just give me a knee-jerk response.
It's a repetitious.
You would say, feed him the nevela. No,
there's also not enough gemina because shkita is one ma'isa and eating is kamut.
So the Ran at the end of Nedarim says what Daniel says at the beginning of the 8th parak of Nedarim. The Ran on the Rif says that the advantage of shechting is that there's no cheftza di sura, meaning it's an isa gavra not to do the shechita, but once you've done the shechita, having violated that isa, you're left with a cheftza de tera. Masha Enkin, if we feed him the vela, then every single kezayis that he eats is a cheftza di sura. And therefore he says that eating many kezayisim of a cheftza di sura is worse, is chamur, than violating one isa gavra of shechita at that time. Now all this makes sense if we reject the Ritva, because keep in mind the Ritva is of the opinion that every isa in the Torah, like the vela treif, is only an isa gavra. So it wouldn't be true to say that every single cheftza that he eats is a cheftza di sura. So that's another point that I wanted to make. Now, as far as demai is concerned, I found something that was since yesterday that was fascinating me. The Gemara says that with regard to matzah shel d'mai, you could be yotze the mitzvah of matzah, even though you're an ashir, and an ashir is enjoined from eating d'mai. And the Gemara asks, so what's the difference between, let's say, matzah shel tevel and matzah shel d'mai? Just that this is d'oraisa and this is d'rabbanan, but the Gemara doesn't want to assume that since it's d'mai is only d'rabbanan, that therefore he's going to be allowed to use the d'mai for the mitzvah of matzah. So the Gemara gives the following answer: migu di boy mafkir nechasim havi aniv mutala. Since he can be mafkir his nechasim and he would be an ani, therefore we are allowing him to eat this matzah shel d'mai and fulfill his mitzvah, since all he has is matzah shel d'mai. So what I found out yesterday was that my Rebbe, Rav Soloveitchik, asked the following question: so what, migu? Now he's an asher. Right now he's violating the isa d'mai. Who cares about the theoretical possibility that he could be mafkir his nechassim?
But that's migu in general. Migu in general is not what you have. What could be?
So in every case of migu, you're going to have to really answer the question how migu operates. And it could be that it changes from one sugya to the other. But in any event, the Rav wanted to say, listen to the Rav's chiddush here. It's very fascinating. He wanted to say that what the Gemara means is that every person on the face of the earth has the migu. Therefore, the Gemara meant to say that theoretically, every single ashir on the face of the earth could be mafkir's nechasim, and then the d'mai is also to whom? No one. Says the Rav, that means that there's no inherent iser in the d'mai. It's an iser gavra and not an iser chefta. Because he says that you can never have an iser chefta that's mutter for everyone, to the ganze Welt. If you want to tell me that it's an iser chefta vis-a-vis someone on the face of the earth, then it makes sense. I can logically justify that it's an iser chefta. But if this chefta is mutter to everyone on the face of the earth, therefore that proves it's an iser gavra. So the very fact that there's a migu that could apply universally to every single ashir, and therefore no one is an ashir, and no one's prohibited from d'mai, the Gemara wanted to prove that makes it into an iser gavra, not an iser chefta. Therefore the matzah itself is matzah de hetera, and for the sake of the mitzvah of matzah, you can be makayim the mitzvah of matzah with d'mai. And this again touches on our whole discussion, which I'm not going to review now, about what does the Gemara mean over and over again. It says b'dmai hikilu le'rabbanan. The rabbanan were makil in the case of d'mai, and all those kulas in d'mai are because d'mai is not a cheftza di isur.
Now, it's a strange lesson anyway, using migui there. The word migui really doesn't apply there. I mean, migui is usually in the sense of establishing them on this. Because if the guy's not believed...
Well, Herb, there are two categories of migui.
There's
a migu of nemonis and birur, right. And then there's another migu, which means that you could have had this situation.
Right, I'm saying. So
like, for example, if I want to pick up something that's hefker on your behalf, right, on your behalf, that's called zoch and the adam shalom b'fano. So the Gemara asks the question, what do you mean zoch and the adam shalom b'fano? After all, it's chova for somebody else who wants to be zocha. So the Gemara says, migu Since theoretically that's not the classical migu of nemonis and biru. Okay, I don't want to get off on a tangent because I have a lot to share with you today. We mentioned Rav Soloveitchik, so I want to share with you another brilliant example of gavra and chefetza. We have a principle called mitzvah habah ba'avira. So, for example, if an object is stolen, like a lulav, and I want to use the lulav now for mitzvah, so that's called a lulav hagozel. And a lulav hagozel is pasul, it's completely disqualified under the law of mitzvah haba ba'avir. So the Yushalmi, in the third parak of Sukkah, wants to know what happens if a person owns a lulav, it's his lulav, he's not stealing it, but it happens to be Shabbos, okay, because, you know, in the old days, this is before the Gzeirat HaRabbah, you'd be chayv lekatan lachem yom rishon even on Shabbos. But the only problem is, his lulav is in a Rishus HaRabim, or another Rishus HaYochid, and he's going to have to violate the Isur Meleches Hotzah in order to get access to the lulav. And the Gemara in Yushalmi wants to know, in the third parak of Sukkah, would he fulfill the mitzvah of lulav if he carried the lulav from one rishus to the other? Or should we say, no, that mitzvah is disqualified under the law of mitzvah bo ba'avir? And it's the same as a lulav hagozel. And you and I would have said, logically, what's the difference? I mean, to the same extent that lulav hagozel, because to get access to the lulav you have to steal it, is called mitzvah bo ba'avir and it disqualifies the mitzvah, is huadin, huatam, in the case of hotzah. If I don't have access to the lulav, and I can only do so by violating the isra hotzah, it should be a mitzvah bo ba'avir. That was the Yushalmi's question.
By lulav, there's lekachtan lachem. It's a separate inyan that you need the lachem.
Right, no, we're talking about a case
where it's mitzvah bo ba'avir.
Right. Well, let's say, for example, the rest of Sukkot, where you don't need lochem, or you're right, the second. Or let's say, for example, he was kohen of the lulav. Okay, then you have to know what happens to mitzvah b'avera once he makes the kinyan. In any event, the classical case of mitzvah b'avera is either matzah gezula, lulav hagozel, and Yushalmi says, well, what's the difference between gozel and a violation of the isur hotzah?
The gozel continues to be gozel all the time. It's in the chavetza.
Exactly, but the chiddush of Rav Soloveitchik was to put this into the Yushalmi, because the Yushalmi uses a very strange language. You know, Yushalmi's language is always miserably complicated. So Yushalmi says that kaman, which means in the case of lulav, he gufa havera, v'hacha Eina begufa shal avera. So basically, the Yushalmi tells me nothing. It says that somehow lulav is gufa shal avera, and hotzah is not gufa shal avera. So Rav Soloveitchik wanted to say exactly what Daniel said. That in the case of gozel, the cheftz itself becomes a cheftz shal avera. The shame gozel is chal in the cheftz. Haraya, the fact that you could be konem gzela is because it's a shame gozel. So the object now has changed its entire status. Inherently, it becomes a chafetza gozel. Masha Einken, in the case of carrying it from one rishus to the other, that's a violation of Melech HaShabbos. That's a gamadika problem. But as far as the chafetza is concerned, nothing changed in the chafetza. The status of the chafetza, al pidin, has not changed by the fact that he carried it from one rishus to the other. So therefore, I thought, according to the Rav, we could answer the question of Esei Dochalosas. Why not say the following? I have a stolen lulav, but I have a mitzvah of Lukachtem Lachem. Why shouldn't the Esei be Dochalosas? The answer is Enochinami. You could apply Esei Dochalosas, but the problem is that the lulav is possible. So even if you apply Esei Dochalosas, you're not going to fulfill the mitzvah of lulav, because since the Cheftz itself is Gozel, and therefore the Shema Ver is Chal in the Cheftza, then it's possible for the mitzvah. That's called mitzvah bo ba'avir. So again, whenever you want to know if mitzvah bo ba'avir kicks in, ask yourself the following question. If it's he gufa avera, meaning the cheft itself has the shame avera in it, the avera is chal on the cheft, and then it becomes posel of mitzvah. That's mitzvah bob avera. The Gemara derives from karban. Let's say you steal an animal and you mak the shit with mizbeach. Is the carbon is possible? It's a mitzvah bob avera because the carbon itself is gozel. But if, on the other hand, I violated an iser with this chefza, and even if that violation was necessary in order to obtain the mitzvah, nevertheless, it's not a chefza shel avera, and therefore, it's not mitzvah bob avera.
So why can't you say I said the chaleisa to do hetzar with the lulav because we need to bring it in?
So that has to do with something called beidna. Are you familiar with the word be'idna? Like the Gemara says, in the third parak Ksubas, that in order to say essay dochalosa say, it's got to be exactly be'idna. That, for example, let's say in the case of Yibum, you want to say mitzvah boba vera if there's some sort of an erva. So the Gemara wants to say that no, it's not be'idna because you're not the kind of mitzvah of Yibum until sof bia. But you already violate the Isur of Arias on Tchilas Bia. And there are many, many other such examples.
Like simultaneous?
Yeah, it's got to be simultaneous. That's called Bia. So, for example, you want to break a bone of the Karban Pesach in order to remove the Moach and fulfill the mitzvah of eating the Karban Pesach. That's also not Bia. Because you violate the Isur of Shviras Etzem when you break the bone, and you're only making the mitzvah of Achila afterwards in a subsequent state, and that is not mitzvah. Essay docha losas. So therefore, in order to violate the Isra Hotsa, I need an essay at the time of the Isra Hotsa. The essay only comes later when I take the lulav. Now, what is the nature of sicha kishtia? So that I discussed at the end of Shia yesterday. I just want to give you a review, and I'd love to, if we get a chance. I didn't want to interrupt. There was a conference going on in the copy room, but I'd love to copy this for you. I wrote this up many, many years ago as a summary of a shiur that I heard from Rav Soloveitchik, and to my knowledge, no one picked up on it. Okay, I guess it's not a bestseller. In any event, the Rav wanted to suggest that with regard to Zarus, a non-Kohen, we have a double whammy, a twofold Iser. Number one, the Maisa is Osir, he's not allowed to eat the Truma as with Torah Sachila, and that's based on the Pasuk Kol Zar Lo Yochal Kodesh and Vayikra Chav Peis. And then there's the din of Chilul Kedusha Sachefetz, which is a result of the Pasuk Lo Yechalu is Kodesh B'nei Yisrael. That's the din of the Kodeshim itself. And as we discussed yesterday, Kodeshim becomes the prime example, the Av of an Iser Cheftza. So there's one Iser in the Gavra in terms of the Maisa, and there's another Iser in the Cheftza. And the Rav wants to know, is it possible that there could be a matir that would alleviate the Iser and the Cheftza while the Iser and the Gavra still remains? And he suggested this in order to explain Rabbeinu Tam in Tosas and Yuman Ayin Zayin. Tosas, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, says that Sicha Kishti is only the Rabbanan. And he proves it from the case of Truma, that a Zar is allowed to eat, or I should say, he's allowed to anoint himself by rubbing himself on the body of his grandfather's a Kohen, because his grandfather rubbed in Truma, Shemen Shel Truma, and now Ben Bito Misagalbo, and it's Mut. So Rabbeinu Tam says, you see from here, that Sicha Kishti is only Durabbanan. So Rav Soloveitchik asks, I don't begin to understand Rabbeinu Tam. How could Rabbeinu Tam say that Sicha Kishti is only the Rabbanon? After all, the Torah says, Lo Sechalu Eshem Kodshi. So the Rav suggested that Iser of Lo Sechalu Eshem Kodshi is removed once the grandfather, the Kohen, was Sach B'Shem and Shal Truma. At that point, HaKohen Kiyem Batruma Zos Es Mitzvasa V'Poka Iser Cheftza. Again, it still has the Shem Truma to it, but it doesn't have that Kedushas Truma that would engender an Iser of Lo Sechalu Eshem Kodshi. What's left is an Iser Gavra. Oh, the Iser Gavra is derived from the Pasuk Zar Kol Zar Lo Yochal Kodesh. On this point, Rabbeinu Tam says that Sicha Kishtia is only the Rabbanan. In other words, the Torah's Pu'ulas Achilo Shtia, Sicha is not considered Achilo and Shesia. So when the Torah enjoins a Zar from eating Truma or drinking Truma, That only applies to Achila and to Shasi alone. There's no Issa Gavra on a Doraisa level of Sicha, because Sicha Kishtiya is a rabbinic invention. So to say that the act of Sicha is considered like an act of Shtiya, that's only Durabanan. And that's what Rabbi Yutam wants to prove. Obviously, Sicha would be an Issa Doraisa if the Chefza Shel Truma had its complete Kedusha. But once the Kohen has used the Truma L'mitzvaso by doing Sicha with the Shemen Shel Truma, then Paka Kedusha's Truma that generates the Iser of Chil Kedusha and Chefza. But what remains is the same Truma as far as the Iser Gav is concerned. Again, I'm just trying to summarize a very long and intricate piece here. Now, what I realized here, which I didn't know yesterday, is that in one of my footnotes here in this article, I touch on a chiddush of the Asvin Doraisa. Have you ever heard of the Asvin Doraisa? His name was Rabbi Yosef Engel. He was an absolute genius about a century ago, a little bit more.
Aruch Lander.
No, the Aruch Lander's name was Ettinger, right. He was a German Jew. This is a Polish Jew, and in Yeshiva University, where I learned, this was a very popular, not just Asman Doraisa, but many of his, he wrote many of his svarim. His name was Rabbi Yosef Engel. If you know anyone with the name Engel, he might be related to the famous Rabbi Yosef Engel. This, we discussed this many, many months ago, the Rugachever and Rabbi Yosef Engel very often overlapped. It's really interesting. But not in this particular case. Anyway, the Asvin Doraisa quotes a Gemara in Masechta Chulin. The Gemara says, Omer Abzera, Efshar Gozru Al Tarobes Dmai, you have a mixture of Dmai with Chulin, and Rabbanan said that Dmai is Osur. Just like Truma for a Zar, if it gets mixed up, you need Mea V'achas, you can't be Mavat unless you have a very large amount of Chulin, of a great volume of, so too in the case of Dmai. And then the Gemara says that Rav Asi inadvertently, unbeknown to him, ate this tarobos shel Dmai. So Rav Zera got very confused about this. Efshar gozru al tarobos shel Dmai u'mistayeh milsa de Rav Asi lemechal isura. How could it be? The Torah doesn't bring a takola al yidei tzadikim. Oh, so the Asvin Doraisa wants to suggest that Dmai is an Issa Gavra. The Chefta Mitzar Atzmo, he says, is Mutter. The Takol of Rav Asi is because he took a Chefta Nisur and he ate it. In the case of Dmai, since the Issa is not in the Chefta, but rather in the Gavra, therefore, he doesn't violate a Takol. And this, my friend, supports two things. Number one, the Nesivus, that all Isuri Derabbanan are Isuri Gavra, and therefore that's not considered a Michshal. If you violate an Isuri Derabbanan B'shogeg, that would be Machayv Yom Kapara. Number two, it supports what we said in the name of the Rav, that Dmai, in the case of Matzah, is not considered Isuri Cheftza Haraya, the Gemara says, because Bigu Diboy Machkir Nechase, which the Rav says proves that it's an Isuri Gavra. And that reflects what we see here of Yosef Engel. Again, he's coming from a different perspective, that Dmai is an Iser Gav. So I wanted to suggest the following. Again, this is my own Hamtza'ah. You could either agree with it or not. There's a famous sugya in Masechta Yevamos Kuf Yud Daled, whether or not, if I see someone else who's violating an Avera, he's about to eat an Avelus and Trefus, whether I have to stop him from doing so. And the Gemara basically says that it depends on a few factors. If it's a cotton, then ein bez the mitzvah lafrisho. Then we don't have to be mafrish the katan. If it's dmai, we don't have to be mafrish him from dmai. So my Rebbe once told me, and I think he said it publicly, that although a katan has a maisa avera, but nevertheless it's considered an isa gavra. Even if the katan is violating an Issa Drabbanan, like the Veilus and Trefus, as far as the Kutn is concerned, it's not a Cheftza D'Isura. The fact that the Rabbanon instituted a din of chinuch because the Maisa Katan is going to eat the Nevelus Treifus, that doesn't make it into a Nisa Gavra. Again, it's against the Chasam Sofer, but that, they just want you to hear a smug. So I suggested to Rav Salvation that maybe Tmai has the same status based on this Asman Doraisa, and based on, I didn't know that the Rav already had this Kiddush on his own, that maybe you could say that the reason why I don't have to be mafrish you, right, in the Ustedes, you know, in the general sense, I don't have to be mafrish you from Bachil's Tmai, is because Tmai is an Issa Gavra. When do we say Chai Vodim Lahafrish Chaver? That's when the Cheftz is a Cheftz in Isura. But if the Cheftz is a Cheftz in Tera, then we don't say Chai Vlahafrish. And that ties up to what we said yesterday in the name of Reb Dov Schwartzman, the Zichron Levracha, that Reb Dov used to say that there's no Shavya Nafshech Hatich in Isura on an Isur Rabbanon, according to the Ra'ah, because an Isur Rabbanon says that the Sivus is only an Isur Gavra and not an Isur Cheftz. And now, Rabosai, I get to the icing of the cake. For me, at least. I hope you'll enjoy it as much as I do. I love icing. And this icing is Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in the Kovet Shi'ur. Do you have the photocopy? It's kedai to go over this time and time again. It's just absolutely stunning. I would make a Birchas Amenim on this piece in the Kovet Shi'ur. You know, they say that the Gaon, when he read the Mesilas Yesharim, he said that if I would have been alive in the time of Rav Chal, I would have walked by foot across all of Europe to hear Shiurim from him. That's what I feel about this Rav Chal. The Gemara Nidarim says the following: Kikri Alecha. What I can do is, if I own an object, I can impose a neder upon you. Again, we have a rule, Ein Adam Oser Dovah Sheinu Shelo. I can't aser, you know, your object on you, but I can aser my object on you, because Adam Oser Et Shelo Al Chaver. So he said, Kikri Olecha. Then V'nasan Lo B'matana. So look, as far as the first stage is concerned, before I gave it to you and I bequeathed it to you with an acquisition, it was mine and the neder was chal. Now you acquired ownership over this very same kika. What happens to the neder? Amalei pshita d'asir. For sure it remains asir. The fact that now he owns it, that has nothing to do with creating the isur, because at the time that he created the isur, It belonged to Reuven. So Reuven had every right to transpose an Isur on this object vis-a-vis Shimon. Now Shimon owns it, but he's picking up an object that's already a Cheftza de Isur. Elamai de'i Gunva. So what does that mean, de'i Gunva? Says the Ran, you know, the Ran is the super commentary on the Dorim. The Bishosha Kikar Birshuso ain't Sarchli Osra Olavakona. I'll tell you what the suffix is. Why does Gemara think that maybe this neder is not chal? Again, the Kikar was in the ownership of Reuven when he took the neder onto Shimon. So Yasid on Shimon. Why does Gemara think that the neder should just disintegrate into thin air? The answer is, says the Ran, because that neder can't be chal. Why can't that neder be chal? Because of gzela. The Torah says that you are not allowed to enjoy the benefit of my object. If you take my object and you misappropriate it, you use it for yourself, you violate the Isur Gezel. What did I add here when I imposed the neder on top of this cheftza? Does everybody have it? Again, if you want to take, let's say for example, I own this bowl, and I don't give you rishus to use it, and you decide that you're going to eat from this bowl, that becomes gzela. So what did I add? That, according to the Ran, is what the Gemara's point was, when I said that this bowl is also to you beneder, is any sur chal al isur. The only time that the isur could be chal, the second isur, if it adds something to the first isur. Comes along the Machna Frayim, and he asks the following kasha. The Yushalmi has a tzad to say that when a person asks a neder, let's say here's the example. It's a freezing cold day, and you want to warm up your hands. and you have a kikar of lechem that just came out, fresh gebacked, and it's hot. You want to take the kikar into your hands and warm up your hands. So the Yerushalmi has a tzad that if this kikar is asur alecha bin neder, then you're not allowed to do this. Why is that? Because you're not allowed to have any hana from a konam. In other words, if you take a neder with a konam, you're not allowed to have any hana. When he takes the hot bread into his hands, then he has clearly hana from the lechem. Comes along Rebbe Chanan with a kash in the teretz. He says the following, why does Yerushalmi have a half a minute to say that if you take a konam on a piece of bread, that you're not allowed to be machamim is yodav? Let the neder, the konam, have the severity and the status of hegdesh, correct? I mean, again, what's the source of the Isra Hanah in konamos, in the darim? It's got to be hegdesh, because he equated it to hegdesh. Well, what would be in the case of hegdesh? So Rav Chana quotes a sugim psachim. He says it's on Daf Chavav. I remember it from Chav Hey. In any event, the Gemara says that whenever the Torah asks Hana, it's only Hana kidarko, kiderech Hana aso. You use it the normal way that you use it. What's the derech Hana aso of a piece of bread? To eat it, not to warm up your hands. The Gemara, for example, says that let's say he sits in the shade of the Heichal. The Heichal is Hegdesh. You're not allowed to have any Hanah. So the Gemara says, that's Shalom Kedarko. Why? Because the Hanah of the Heichal is for the inside, not for the outside. He's on the outside of the Heichal. So therefore, what is the Yerushalmi batting about here that a neder, b'toras konam, could engender an Isur in the case of a hot piece of bread that I'm not allowed to warm up my hands with the hot piece of bread? Even if it would have been Hegdesh Mamish, there would be no Isur. Why? Because it's Shalom Kedarek Hanah also. Avol kvar kosav haran. The Ran says that it all depends on how he took the neder. The Yerushalmi was not talking about a case where he said konam kikar zel lai. If he said konam kikar zel lai, then it's no worse than hegdesh, and the iser of hano would not apply in the case of shalo kiderech hano also. But what happens if he says explicitly, I don't want to have any hana from this kikar? That was the nature of his neder. To be oser beferush, let's say, for example, you know, normally you have a tsrar, and a tsrar is used for building purposes, or use it as a weight, or whatever you use it for. He says, Zrikas tsrar liyam. He takes an explicit isur on enjoying the benefit of throwing. You know, he gets exercise, he gets pleasure when he sees how far he can throw it into the sea. Is chayal isure, even though in hegdesh leka meila bizorek tsrar liyam. So what's the difference between a person who takes upon himself zrikas tsrar liyam and the case of hegdesh? In the case of hegdesh, there's no isur meila if you take a tsrar shel hegdesh and you throw it into the yam. In the case of neder, you violate the neder if you throw it into the yam. The answer is because neder has two dimensions to it. Why? On the one hand, b'toras konam, it has the din of hegdesh, and there's no me'ilah in these cases of shalom kederech hanos. But on the other hand, it also has the unique dinim of neder, because you can decide that you want to take a neder that goes above, beyond the laws of hegdesh, meaning hegdesh has certain restrictions, but those are limited. You want to take upon yourself a neder on this kikar that goes beyond the limitations of hegdesh and would prohibit you even from something that is shalom kederech hanos. Says Rav Chanan, in this case, the kikar has two dinim to it. On the one hand, chal isuro mishum bal yachal dvaro, even beyond the isur kedusha of hegdesh. As far as isur kedusha of hegdesh is concerned, that isur kedusha of hegdesh would not generate an isur shalom kederech hanos. But since you took a neder, and that isur is chal b'toras lo yachal dvaro, you can't be machal yo dvaro by using it in this unusual way to warm up your hands or to throw it into the yam. Oh, lefi zeh, says Rav Chanan, yesh lomar od. Maybe we can go even a step further. The bekai gavna. Gambi konomos leka iser chefza klal ella iser gavra kamo bishvua. Let's say you took a konam, and in that konam you added a new element that goes beyond the iser hegdish, right? So Rav Chana wants to say the following. As far as the equation, you know, that's that which is common between konomos and hegdesh, that's all in iser chefza. But that which goes beyond the iser konomos slash hegdesh, that's already in iser gavra. He says he can compare it to shvuah.
Konom is normally an iser
lashon neder, a lashon chefza, right? Because konom means let it be like hegdesh, which is matvis and iser chefza, as the Gemara says at the beginning of Masechta Nedarim, that the koach of neder is to convert a chefza de teira into a chefza de isura. Says Rabbi Chanan, that's only limited to the iser of hegdesh, meaning you're taking the iser hegdesh as an iser chefza and transposing it onto this kikar through konamas, through nidar. So vis-a-vis those isurim that would be included in the original, right, the original is hegdesh, that would be an iser chefta. But above and beyond that, if you say lo yachal dvaro, I won't throw it into yam, or I won't warm up my hands with the kikar cham, that's already an iser gavra, he
says. There's no hafasa on that part of it.
And there's no atfasa on part of it, so therefore we need his explicit statement. You know, if he just says konam kikar zelai, then he's allowed to throw it into the yam. He's allowed to warm up his hands because then it's an isur chefta dubya de kedusha of hegdesh, and this is shalok derech hanasa. But if he beferish says that konam kikar zelai shalol lechabim es yadi, that element that supersedes beyond the limits of the isur hegdesh, that's already, he says, an isur gavra. There's a machlokus in the Gemara Nedarim whether Me'ila has, excuse me, whether Konomus has Me'ila, doesn't have Me'ila. Says Rabbi Chanan, the Gevalda Gechidish. Everybody, Kuli Amalo Pligi, says that the Cheftza is Kodesh. But the question is, what kind of status of Kodesh is? Me'ila only applies to Kodshim. Just one second. El Svile Dlavi Kodshi Hashem Limalbam. That Me'ila only applies to Kodshim Kalim or above, meaning Kodshi Kodshim, but it doesn't apply to Kodshi Gvul. Right? For example, there's no Me'ila in Truma, because that's only Kodshi Gvul. And then it's a whole question about Bikurim and famous Machlokas. What's the status of Bikurim? Is the Me'ila Bikurim or not? He says the following, that even if I hold aim me'ila v'konamos, it means that there is an iser hegdesh inherent in the nether, in the kikar that I asked it on myself. Again, it's only hegdesh that aim behem me'ila. It doesn't reach that level of hegdesh of me'ila. Oh, and he says, avol ba'osah zrika tzro liyam v'chein kikar l'chamim bo'os ha'yodayim le'inyin zeh leka iser kedusha klal. Here there's no din of kedusha. So there's no, right, because the Hegdish itself would be mutter in this case. And therefore, what do you have here? You don't have an Iser Chefza. The Einas Isuron Ela Mishum Bal Yachal Greda Kishmua. You know, this is reminiscent of the Svar the Ritva, that every Iser Achila is an Iser Gavra. It's not inherent in the Nevela, but rather it's... No, I'm sorry, my mistake. The Ritva that says that every time you take a neder, there's also an Issa on the Gavra, right? We don't say that the Chefza can't eat itself. It's also on the Gavra because of Bal Yachal Dvora. Rebbe Chanan is saying that you can have an Issa neder which is pure Gavra without any element of Chefza, and that's in this case of Lechamim Bo Es Yodav, Kikar Lechamim Bo Es Yodav, because it doesn't have the Kedusha of Hegdesh, because it's Shalok Derech HaNa'asam, Mekein Eni Yochel Lesser Zel Atom. Avolol Chavero, beautiful. Dekonim Kozeh Enu El Isa Gavro. Now we can answer the Kash of the Machne Ephraim. Let's go over the Kash of the Machne Ephraim. The Machne Ephraim says the following, what good is your Konam? After all, it's Osir B'Toras Gzela. Correct? And if you ask the question on the Yerushalmi says that if you take a neder that asks you l'chavim es yadov, that becomes an iser konam. And the question is, how could that be? After all, in Hegdesh it would be shalom k'der chanos. And the answer is that you added an iser gavra here of bal yachal dvara. And therefore, now let's ask the question whether or not he can superimpose this iser on someone else. And what would give him the power to do so? That he has bailus over the cheftza. So if he has bailus over the cheftza, then what iser can he impose on someone else, right? I told you before that since I own this, I can take a neder that would enjoin you from benefiting from this cheftza. And the question is, what do you mean? Why do I need this neder? What does this neder add? Any sechal iser? Anyway, you're not allowed to enjoy the benefits of this because I have violence and you're going to violate any sechzela. The answer is that enochinami, as far as 99% of the surim, those are covered already by gzela. Why? Because the cheftza is my cheftza and there's an iser gzela in the cheftza. But if I take a neder that adds something beyond the cheftza, for example, I say that you cannot even use this piece of bread of mine, lechamim es yadayim, that already means that my neder adds something above and beyond the gzela. The gzela only exists as far as the cheft is concerned. So I can't create an iser on the cheftza through konamos because it's already also on you through the iser cheft of gzela. However, if I want to create an additional iser, so he said, let's read it inside. He says the following: Dila inyan zeleka isur kedusha kalvein asur melo mishum bal yachlo greater kishvuim kain eino yachol lesser ze elal atzmo avalol chaveru dekonim kaze eino ela isur gavra flo. I'm sorry, I made one little mistake over there. He wants to say that what was the Machna Ephraim's kasha? The Machna Ephraim said, how can you tell me that he took a neder on this kikar, and therefore he added some sort of an iser, which the Gemara in Dharm vacillates, maybe that iser would be paka after he gives the kikar to his friend as a gift. What are you talking about? Forgetting about giving it as a gift. The neder doesn't add anything at all, right? What did he? Let's say he was noder minakikar that also lechamim boes yadov, which according to the Yishalmi, in one side he can take this neder, correct? He can take this neder, and the neder is valid. And why is the neder valid again? Just quickly to go over Rabbi Chanan's logic, because even though in Hegdesh that would be mutter lachamis yadav because shalok der chanaso, but nevertheless the neder adds another element of an isul lachamim boas yadav. So the Menachem Ephraim says that if the Yerushalmi is correct, then you can take a neder which generates an isul lachamim boas yadav, then lachora he should be able to take this neder and asur it on his friend. So why does Gemara say pshita di asur? And the Ran says that since the kikar is in his reshus, then the konam doesn't add anything. Why doesn't the konam add anything? Because in any event, he's enjoined from taking his friend's kikar. So what does he gain by asering? That's what the Ran says, by asering this kikar onto his friend. It's also anyway b'torah asks zela. So the Machna Ephraim says, I don't understand the Ran. He can take an isur that wouldn't be included in the isur gzela, because the isur gzela is only if you benefit from the object. But here you're not taking away the object, he's just warming up his hands. So that would not be included in the isur gzela, and therefore the neder should be chal for that reason. Why does the Ran assume that there's no point to adding an isur neder when it's in his reshus before he gives this kikar as a gift? Because anyway, it's also b'toras gzela. No, says the Machna Ephraim, it's not also. It's also in gzela when he takes the object, but if he's just warming his hands with the object, that would be mutter. But the neder adds an isul lechamis yodav. Says Rabbi Chanan, there's no kasha. There's no way under the sun that you could aser b'neder l'chamimis yadav al chavero. Because that's the extra part of the neder that's not included in Nisa Chefta. It's only Nisa Gavra. And Nisa Gavra you can't superimpose on someone else. Why is it that I can aser my kikar on you? That's because the kikar is mine and I can convert it into a Chefta Nisura. But that Chefta Nisura, b'toras neder and konam cannot include l'chamimis yadav. And therefore, what are you going to tell me? That now if he takes a neder on his friend, in joining his friend from l'chamimis yadav, he adds something, and the Ran says he doesn't add anything. The answer is, Rabbi Chana, that neder would not be chal. Why? Because your bailus to ask something for neder on your friend is only as far as the cheft is concerned. You can convert the cheft to cheft yisura neder by taking that neder on your friend, konam kikar zel alecha. But in a case of Shalola Chamis Yadav, that already is an Isagavra, and Isagavra you can't impose upon your friend. Now both sides can die to go over this a million times. It's absolutely, absolutely profound. Okay, what else did I give you? Did I give you the Rosh Shiva from Eitz Chaim?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, where is that? Okay, that's the Eben Ozel. I wanted to show you this Eben Ozel. This is very exciting. Okay. This is Zalman Meltzer. Yeah. So this is in Hilchas Chametz U'Matzah, and I believe it should say Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin. I don't know what happened to Alan. I mean, Alan was here, and he's told me he's joining this year, and then I don't know, he didn't show. I hope he's okay. Okay, anyway. So the Rambam writes Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin, Ha'ochel Men HaChametz Atzma Pesach Kol Shehu.
I'm sure it's an Israel paper.
Is Hareza Osim Ben HaTorah Shenema Lo Ye Ochel. So I guess if Mishnah Tom Lamalon Crow, why does the Rambam have to quote the Pasuk Lo Ye Ochel in order to generate an Isur Chametz and derive an Isur Chametz B'Kolshu? He says B'Chol Isurin Shem HaTorah Kaimalon Chatzi Shir Osim Ben HaTorah. The Rambam passes like Rabbi Yochanan, the Chatzi Shir is Osim Ben HaTorah. So he says the following. He says, Tirei Tzamarol Nach. I mean, everybody knows who the Marol Nach is. Cool. I have no idea. Okay. The Iser Chametz Lodomi L'Chelev. When do we apply the principle of Chatzishir, Osman HaTorah? That's only if it's Dumya the Chelev. Because according to one opinion, the source for Chatzishir, Osman HaTorah is Chelev. To Mishum. The Misham, excuse me, Lamdu, Chatzi, Shir, Asur, Misham, Bechelev. Oh, but this case of Chametz is not similar to Chelev. Why not? The Chelev, Asur, Liolam, Velo, Hoyolo, Shas, Hetem, Ashenki, Bechametz, Shemutah, Korma, Pesach. And therefore, it's not as Chomer as Chelev, which is always Asur, perpetually, without any exception. Chametz sometimes is Mutah, the same piece of bread is mutter, and the same piece of bread is asur, that's not an Isra Olam, and therefore it's lo dumya de chelev, and therefore you can't derive the principle of chatzi shir asur min ha-Torah. V'nira li, this is already Rabbi Zalman talking, behegde mashin avar, mashakosu ram per ches milchus macholosu deim lokin al hanov, v'kosu magmishdu mishun da'avi shalokin derech hana asam. Hikshav Mishnah Melech Miloshen Agmar B'Psachim Tedafka Hiniach Chelev Chai. So it says in the case of Hiniach Chelev Chai that that's called Shalok Kederach Hanosam. Od Hikshav Ayin Shom. Okay, he doesn't. Oh, Samachuvarim Appears Shav Mishnah Melech Mishum Desvile La Rambam. Hang in there, Rabbi. So in the next paragraph, everything will become clear. The Pirush Mishnah Melech Mishum Desvir Leila Rambam Di Ein Lokin Al Hano Kevin Derak Miribuye Misrabe. That there's no malchus on any violation of an Isur Hano because it's not explicit in the Torah. The Torah says Lo Sochlu or Lo Seochel, and for that we derive through one of the Midos HaTorah Dreshes Bem the Isur Hano. But the Isur Hano doesn't generate malchus, and that's what the Rambam means when he says that in Perikhes Milchus Machlosus, the Ein Lokin Al Hano. So it has nothing to do with the Bagid Mishnah's Shalok Derech Hano Asam, because that would be against the Sugi Psochim about Chelev Chai, but rather because of the Mishnah Melech that Hana is derived from a ribui, but it's not explicit in the Torah. Ahadayim kosher. To the Gemara, I'm reading the pot of iniach chelav chay mishum davi shalom kederach hanos and muchach dimayi kederach hanos. Some why chay? Here's a case where he gets hana from chelav, and obviously be chay. The only reason he's potter is because he did it in a very unusual way. Otherwise, he'd be chay. The old kosher of a kamadaf mem aleph. The meaning of having the mitzvah of lo yehen will feed divrei mishlo mel kosher. Dema dein lokin ala no mishum lo ksiv beferush ve'yavi ksiv lo yehen hoyel loke. Vinira, and therefore, Rabbi Zalman Meltzer assumes that whenever the Torah says, this is a famous memory of Rabbi Avo and Psochim, Lo Yeachel, is Echad Isar Achil, Echad Isar Adno, Gabi Chomets, Bepesa, Kosim Perak Alpha Locha Beis, the Osir Banom, he called the Lo Yeachel Chomets, Lo Yeh Boheter Achila, Upirish Haran, Mishum, the High Chrom of Wurt Favors Ed Dochak. In other words, we have a problem over here because the Rambam in Perek Alf Milchus Chometz Matzah Halacha Beis uses the Pasuk Lo Yeachel to derive an Isra Ano. Here, the Rambam is using the Pasuk Lo Yeachel in Halacha Zayin to derive the principle of Chatzi Shir. So we have two kashas now. Number one, why does the Rambam bother with a Yalfusa to derive Chatzi Shir? Maybe you could answer that question the way the Maral Nach answers that question, that it's not Dumya de Chelev. But now we have a second question. What does the Rambam gain from Lo Yeachel? L'chori needs Lo Yeachel for the Iser Hanoh. V'anira b'zeh, dehide yesh lachkar. Im chomis v'pesach ha'vi Iser cheftza, o Iser gavra. Keva d'liachar ha'pesach, mutar midoraisa, l'didad d'kaimel ha'kreb shimin. So Rabbi Yehuda says, the chomis shavu lov pesach, I think Daniel, you mentioned this, right? Is Asur Minat Torah, especially Lav, but we pass like Rav Shimon, that the special Iser Lav is only to include an Iser Hanah, but not to include Chametz Shavuot of Pesach. So therefore, we're tempted to think that Chametz is an Iser Gavra and not an Iser Cheftza. And Rabbosai, this is what we said before, that you could imagine Dmai that was mutter to every single person on the face of the earth, right through the Iboy Mafkir Nechasei. That, by definition, tells me it's not an Iser Chefta, because no one's awesome. Here also, when it's Chomet Shavuot of Pesach, the day after Pesach, everybody's mutter on this Chomet. So how can you say it's an Iser Chefta? V'chein yesh lachar gamkein legabi chadash. Right, the new tefuah from this year. What's the status? Is it an Iser Chefta, an Iser Gavra? Because this chadash, later on in time, after we bring the Karban HaOmer, will become mutter. So it's like Chametz that was also, and then it became Mutter. Okay, now he quotes a sugya in Baba Basra that Bikurim lo avi mitzvah tluya ba'aretz mishum davi chovas haguf and came chadash the avinu b'kedushin davi mitzvah tluya ba'aretz. Okay, this is a major issue in poskim whether chadash is only in Eretz Yisrael or not. Muchach dehavi iser cheftza. So in other words, a chovas, if you have a mitzvah tluya b'Eretz Yisrael, then it's a chovas cheftza. If you have a mitzvah that applies even in, just 1 second, bikurin lo avi mitzvah tluya b'aretz. Oh, so when you say that the mitzvah applies all over the world, that's called a chovas gavra. But if you say that the Isra only applies in Eretz Yisrael, then it becomes a chefta di sura. Im kein chadash daminu b'kedusha davi mitzvah tluya ba'aretz. Right, it only applies in Eretz Yisrael. That would make it into a chovas chefta. Davi isur chefta. Aval kol zeh, yesh lo nolomad lo domi l'chametz l'chadash. L'chadash haminu b'gemara da krovas omer matir. Afilu b'zman shamimi yitzumu shal yom matir. Nimtza v'lo avi el isur l'zman d'lo shayach. The lo shayach matir. I'm sorry. Say that again. He says nimta de lo havi kimo iser lizman de lo shayach matir. Not sure what he means by that. Avol chometz v'pesach the iser dafka ad hazman. I guess he's saying that even even though Chodosh becomes Mutar Bitzuma Shel Yom. So that's because of the Akrovas are over, so therefore it's not really an Isra Atoli Bizman. Masha Enkin Chometz is an Isra Atoli Bizman. Is therefore the Isra Chometz is Dafka during a certain period of time. Is Efsha Delavi Isra Cheftz, because after that time it becomes Heter.
It's a different type of Tali Bizman. That becomes like Dovi Shesh Matir in type of context.
Correct, but it's the day as a matir, because in the old times, when the mikvah stood, it was the korban ha'omer that was matir. So now it's the zman ha'royal korban ha'omer. But it's not that the Torah was matir chodesh at a certain period of time. It's not that, right? It's the omer that's matir. Aval chometz bePesach, he says that's an isra toli bizman, and therefore one could argue logically that it's an isra. It's an Iser Gavra, not an Iser Cheftz. So now we have to go back to the question of Chatzi Shir. And we wanted to suggest here, in the next part of the, we don't have time to go through the whole thing, but that the Eben Ezra claims that the Iser of Chatzi Shir only applies to an Iser Cheftz. But if Chametz, as we saw, if Chametz, as we saw, is only an Isa Gavra, then the din of Chatzi Shir Asim and Torah would not apply to Chametz. And therefore, we need a proof from the Torah that the Torah prohibits Chatzi Shir Asim and Torah. So let's put this on the side. Again, we don't have too much time, but at least I want to introduce to you Rav Meir Simcha in the Or Sameach, again in Hilchos Chametz Matzah. He asks a different question. The Rambam says later on in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, this is Perek Vav Halacha Zayin, that if you have matzah sura, you're not allowed to. You cannot fulfill your mitzvah of achilas matzah with matzah sura. And here is where we have the famous kash of Esek Dochalosas. The Shagasari asks his kash. That why do we say that it's a mitzvah above Avera? Why not apply the principle of Ese Docha Lo Sase? So Rav Osai, we know the answer to this question. Not according to the Ritva at the end of the first parak in the Dharm, but I'm saying according to everyone else, that the din of mitzvah above Avera is a psul in the Cheftza Shel Mitzvah. Because once it's Gozel, the shame Gozel is Chal in the Cheftza, and we said that a neder is always mevatel a mitzvah. So for example, if you have a neder on a sukkah, you can't be mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah. You'll tell me esek dochalosa. So we don't say esek dochalosa when the cheftz itself is pasul in mitzvah. So the isa that's chal in the cheftz pasels the cheftz for the mitzvah, and therefore there's no way, no how that you could say esek dochalosa. Because even if you say esek dochalosa, it doesn't matter. The cheftz shall mitzvah is pasul in mitzvah, and therefore there's no Essay Dochalosis. So let's, if you will, hold on to this for Meir Simcha for next time. And I just want to mention to you that I found a very fascinating Chakira in the Shi'urim of Rav Gustman. You all know who Rav Gustman was.
Netzach
Yisrael. He was a great Rosh Hashiva, a Holocaust survivor. And Rav Gustman in Shi'urim on Masecht Bava Kama touches on Gavra and Cheftza in many different facets, and one of them is about Safek. We have a principle that Safek Doraisa L'Chumra, and he wants to know, how does that operate? When you say Safek Doraisa, let's say I don't know if this is Nevela or it's Kosher, so we have to be Machmer, and he wants to know what's the Geder of that Chumra. Is it a Geder of an Isa Cheftza? Well, no, the Cheftza itself, since it's a Safek, is mutter. The Rabbanan asked it, or maybe even the Torah asked it, but only the Torah is Iser Gav.
Isn't that the Shmaitz's Dirk? Zino talk about Chelim, that's his whole Hashira.
I'd love to see it if you have it, because the Shmaitz, I think, was before this whole revolution that we're talking about now.
Yeah, his number one question, I never understood anything of the first question, whether the suffer the chumrah is the Ramban.
Right. So he's saying you're irrelevant, no matter whether, even if you'll argue that it's an Issa Doraisa, but it's a new Issa. And it's on the Gavra, it's not on the Heft itself. So that's something that we want to see Belineder in Rav Guzman. Maybe somebody will help me photocopy it in Rav Guzman. And then I'd like to talk to you about Bishal Akur. So if a guy cooks something, does that become a Heftzid Isura? And the same question will apply in what's called Maisa Shabbos. If let's say somebody violated the Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat from that cooking. Is that a Heftzid Isura, or it's only an Isur Gavra? And we'll have Nafkaminas, Gabi Bliya, and other Isurim. Then, if I can get a hold of notes of the Rav Shiurim on Beitza, Rav Salvechka has a whole chakir about Mukta, whether Mukta is an Issa Gavra or an Issa Hefta, and he proves it from a sugya in Psachim, in the third paragraph of Psachim, that Mukta is not Roilim Mizbeach, and that's a principle called Mimashka Yisroel, and Amuta Beficha. So apparently, that didn't mean Mashke Yisroel, which invalidates something that's usur to be used on the Mizbech as a carbon. That only applies to an Issa Hefta. And if the Gemara extends and applies the din of Mukta to Mashke Yisroel, as far as Mizbech is concerned, that would prove that Mukta is an Issa Hefta. And then he wants to ask, how far does that Issa Hefta of Mukta go? Is it only an Issa Achila? Does it go even as far as an Issa Hanah is concerned? Then he has a whole sugi called Mukta Lachatzi Shabbos, which he wants to say depends upon this question about whether Mukta is an Issa Gavra or an Issa Hefta. So I both say that would be exciting if I can just get a hold of the Rav's notes on Beitza.
You've got enough communities in different types of Mukta, when they talk about the original Mukta of Avonim, of Rav
Shem. Excellent.
Or whether it's
like, for example, a Kli Shemalach Delisa is on an Issa Tiltal. That I would say is an Issa Gavra, not an Issa
Hefta. Or it's food Mishmachusa Hachana.
Right, but if it's Mechus HaKana, that might be an Issa Hefta. And based on this, the Rav apparently wants to interpret a sugya in Beitza about whether Mukta is a Dovah Sheish L'Matirin or not. If it's an only Issa Gavra, maybe it's not a Dovah Sheish L'Matirin, but if it's an Issa in the Hefta, then maybe then Motzi Shabbos is a Matir. And then Shtel's Tzu Chomesh, whether Chomesh is a Dovah Sheish L'Matirin or not a Dovah Sheish L'Matirin. I mean, fascinating things. If I can only get a hold of the notes from Beitza, because you know my friend Rabbi Reichman has published a lot of the Rav's notes, but he didn't get to Beitza yet.
I don't think so.
Would be an amazing contribution, because Beitza is a hard masechta, and there's very little in the yeshivish literature on Beitza. So that would be great. Yes. Okay then. I'm going to have an interesting chakir, my own chakir on Avelis. You know, Novel on Yom Rish is not allowed to put on tefillin. So I wonder, is that a din in the Chetzi Shal tefillin, that he's been mechal the Kedusha tefillin, or it's a din in the Gavra himself? That's what I want to be mechal.
From the pots of
Perchachomishalef. Right, mechal the Dos.
You only spend it left open or closed?
I think we can leave it open, but eventually, it might rain or get cold, so then we'll have to close it at that point. But anyway, this is what I was able to get for today's year. But it's really a fascinating project. Okay, so let me take these pages. John, can you just gather together those extra pages? So I'll keep it for next time, and we'll have it on file.